Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, welcome back to my channel. I'm saying requiescat in pace. This poor woman, Renee Nicole Good, shot dead on the 7th instant and during a raid by ICE agents, sort of immigration and citizenship enforcement agency. An innocent woman who, so far as I know, never did anything wrong, and she was killed, suffered the most extreme act of violence for doing absolutely nothing. There she was, a mother of three. Now, it doesn't matter what her nationality is, whether she was Somali or Canadian or Bolivian or Mongolian, no one should be shot dead when they haven't done anything wrong. You know, you think that ICE or any law enforcement agency should be reluctant to use force, use the minimum force, use force only when absolutely unavoidable. But to kill someone who's no threats whatsoever is absolutely staggering. If you deliberately kill someone, knowing that person not to be a threat at all, then that is murder. Now, did this ICE agent believe she was a threat? Anyway, we will see. But she was unarmed at the time. I believe she had no criminal record. She was shot several times. You would want to have a very, very good reason to kill someone. Now, it may turn out that your reason was mistaken, but, you know, you'd have to have rather strong evidence. The assumption's got to be that it's murder, and it's up to you to prove otherwise, to come up with a defense. I mean, I don't know about U.S. law, but that would generally be the truth. It took place in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So that's in the northern part of the United States, not that far from the Canadian border, a city with a large African-American population. And indeed, Prince, or the artist formerly known as Prince or whatever, Hieroglyph, he came for the bloke who sang Purple Rain, died in, when was it, 2015. Anyway, so she was in her car on a residential street, her own street. The ICE agents came close to her and shot her several times from very close range, rushed to hospital, and she died of the injuries sustained early. I don't know if she's dead on arrival or not. So anyway, the Homeland Security have had the chutzpah to claim this was self-defense. She may have used a vehicle threateningly, so might you want to be very, very sure. I mean, you could get out of the way unless you're right in front of it. You can get to the side of it. You could shoot out the tires or something like that. Wow. Anyway, but the mayor of Minneapolis and the governor of Minnesota, they say different. Say, look at the video. It doesn't show her threatening the officers. And they've denounced this shooting. So obviously people are demonstrating about this. Now, it so happens that she's white. But if she was an African-American, it would make no difference whatsoever. It so happens that she's American. So ICE is finding it more difficult to get away with this. I'm not saying that all ICE officers are bad people. All right, every country has some illegal immigration. Republic of Ireland, we do too. And the guards and other agencies, they arrest these people. We deport these people. And the guards have never killed a single person doing that. I don't know, they use minimum force, very little force. And on all the rest of it. Likewise, the United Kingdom, they've never killed a single person in relation to this. And they're very loath to use force. Some people think that they just don't use enough. So it's part of America's love affair with a gun. Now, many Americans will be as sickened about the murder of this poor woman as indeed I am. So obviously, it's highly controversial. I don't know the race of the person who shot her dead, but it's not quite a BLM movement moment. Obviously, you know, don't want anyone to be shot dead regardless of color, and it does seem to happen disproportionately to African Americans and usually by white officers. I mean, admittedly, because the US is something like 60% white, depending on who you classify as white. What if you're Elizabeth Warren, a fraction Native American? Are you white or not? Are Hispanic white, Hispanic people white or not? Some are, some aren't. Sometimes it's arguable. I mean, I don't care who's white or not, but it matters very much to racists categorizing people. I realize that race is just skin deep. It's actually unimportant, but it's very important to racists. Goodness. So very, very sad that she's been killed, and there needs to be a very good explanation. Some sort of apology has been made. If this officer isn't guilty of murder, surely he's guilty of manslaughter because he had to make a split-second judgment. He made it wrong. Okay, that's the duty you volunteered for. That's what you're paid for. If you're not willing to accept responsibility, don't do the job. Now, I've never been in any law enforcement agency. I've never been in any armed force for many reasons. But one of them is I don't want to accept the responsibility. But you did. So, you know, you made your bed. You lie in it. That's it. What do you think about this poor woman, a totally innocent woman who's murdered the mother of three? What about her husband, the rest of her family, their lives shattered? May never, ever recover from what was done. And it's a part of this grossly excessive violence with ICE, all sorts of people arrested with undue force, police brutality or ICE brutality against people, some American citizens, some are not, and so on. Staggering and sickening, and it's gone too far, and it's upsetting, you know, the average American who, to begin with, seem to be sympathetic to this. But it has, I suppose, scared some people who are illegal immigrants as to leaving before ICE get them. And that's one of the reasons that Trump is trying to change the subject to Venezuela or Greenland to divert attention from his ICE policies, which are horrifying a lot of people. Anyway, but remember, Taco, Trump always chickens out. This is why he won't go so far as to invade Venezuela. He won't go so far as to certainly not invade Iran, maybe airstrikes. I don't think he goes so far as to invade Greenland. He might be talked out of it, get bored of the idea, changes to something else. Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, the new PayPal, George Callahan 790@gmail.com. Goodbye.